K-Zone 107.7 Triple M, Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer. Rain in 24, that's what we'll get at Terrigal today. And a bold plan to fast-track people into bar jobs without a responsible service of alcohol certificate is being examined by New South Wales Treasury. I think it's a bloody good idea, Robert. Because
put someone into a job without training.
But, mate, you do your RSA.
Hey, you want to build my house? Hey, you want to build my house? And you go, yeah, no, sure. Mate, have you got any training? No. Mate, I'll just learn on the job. That's what you're
RSA
saying.
Your RSA is done online. You do all your learning on the job. You do all your learning on the job.
You can do a carpentry apprenticeship online. You still have to do some practical
experience. Yeah, and you'd learn on the job. But the thing is, you speak to anyone in hospitality, in the bar trade, they are crying out for workers. Because of COVID and other issues, they can't get workers. Is this a good thing to do by the government? We've got Craig Launday, and we're with Craig when we opened the Terrigal Beach House. Craig was there.
What a great day that was.
Yeah, Terrigal Beach House, Chinaway Bay, the Bayview and Woi Woi as well. Good morning, Craig.
Still going well, Craig.
Morning, Paddy. Robert, still going well, mate.
Hey, mate, good idea by the government, bold plan to fast-track people into bar jobs without an RSA.
Yeah, look, I really think it is. We're doing it tough for staff. We've got no international students, no 457 and skilled visas. Haven't had them for 2 years, and we're fast approaching the second anniversary. We were doing it tough anyway pre-Omicron, and Omicron's just made it even harder because we're juggling. Like, I had Terrigal Beach House closed for 2 days in between Christmas and New Year's because I had an outbreak amongst the staff there, and you know, half of them went down, and I couldn't trade the joint. So it's good, but it's the key here is, boys, it's under supervision. So let you know, and it's basically a call out to any of the kids that have finished their HSC that have now gone to schoolies, and most of them, by the way, have got COVID up there. You know, they've come back, they're about to start university, and they're looking for their first job, and this is a, you know, they don't know how to navigate it. With this in place, they can just rock up to their local pub or club, knock on the door and say, hey, listen, can I get a start? And we put them on straight away. So I think it's a really good initiative, and we've got a lot of staff around them that are trained and can keep an eye on them. And let's face it, they're going to start picking up glasses and dirty plates. They're not going to start making cocktails. That's, you know, learning on the job over the next few years. So I think it's a really good move from Treasurer Keane and the New South Wales government.
Yeah, look, so the responsible service of alcohol, though, Craig, how long does it take someone to do that online?
A day. Right. And it's not that that's a barrier. It's that they don't know they need to do it. So and they're nervous anyway, as you know, as a first job starter. So yeah, it just takes it out of the way, and then we can help them navigate. And that, you know, say they put in, for example, and we're still to see the details, but say they said, look, you've got 3 months where you can work supervised without it, and that takes a barrier for them not knowing they have to have it and takes it away, and they can knock on the door of the local pub and we can say, yep, you've got to start with us tomorrow. And by the way, we need to get you your RSA over the next 3 months.
Good idea.
If they do one hour of this, the flag's changed decision now.
I call him the flag, Craig. He changes his point of view just like that. So go on.
Okay.
Rob, yeah. Hit me, Rob.
Okay, Craig. So what you're saying, you can have someone, as long as they're supervised, I think that's fair
enough.
Would you let me speak?
Sorry.
For goodness sake. Okay. So, and what happens is they come in, and then for an hour a day, do they do an hour of day training until they've done the course over the period of the time they're there? Can they do that? Because to have them untrained, I don't think it's wise. But if you're training them on the job day by day, and they after 2 weeks, they've got their full qualification.
Look, Rob, that's an option. As I say, the devil will be in the detail. But also, as I said earlier, they're not going to start, you know, in a position of authority. The kids that are starting with us tomorrow are going to start as glassies, you know, what we call barbacks, dish pigs.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, so you don't need RSA for that.
That's right. They don't need it to start with. But what, you know, if the New South Wales government said in the first 3 months they've got to get it, that just takes away a barrier for the local Central Coast kid.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone knocked on the door at the Terrigal Beach House today, we'd give them a start because we're short staffed.
Yeah.
So it takes away that first job starter, the 18-year-old. it takes away something that is at the moment, they don't know they need to have it first. They're nervous anyway, getting their first job. And Bang it takes right out of play, they can just rock up and say, hey, listen, can I get a go?
That's it. Bang on.
Oh, here we go. He's changed his mind. He is an absolute flag,
Craig. They're not serving drinks. Oh, they're picking up tables. They're waiting glasses.
Yeah, earlier on this morning, you're saying, what a stupid idea, you numpty.
Yeah, you told me that they'd be serving behind the bar.
I didn't know.
I'd like to think that I've educated Rob through the chat.
Yeah, thank you very much. Tell you what, don't give Gerard a job at the pub. He'd scare off the patrons.
While we got you here, we looked at cocktails earlier on this morning. Do you still serve Blue Lagoons?
Oh, please.
Yes, we do.
If you want them.
Although, Rob, I will say, in your defence, I've just given you a rap, but in your defence, it is very hard. That day at the Terrigal Beach House, I couldn't get a word in with Paddy either.
Oh, thank you so much, Craig. I tell you what, you are welcome to join us anytime. If we can shut Gerard up, we'll get something out of it.
Now, next time we catch up, I want a Blue Lagoon. What's your cocktail of choice, Craig?
Mate, I'm a big Capri Oscar fan.
Yeah, right. What do you go for, Robert? What's the one you go for?
Oh, look, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I don't mind. Oh, the slow.
Rob will take whatever the publican shouting.
Yeah, he's as miserable as. Craig Lawndy from the Terrigal Beach House, Chitaway Bay and the Bayview and Boy Boy. Thanks for joining us, mate. Thanks very much.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.
Yeah,
good
cheers. Luck, now, what do you think? 133353, great idea. Bold plan to fast-track people into bar jobs without an RSA. What are your thoughts? 133353. Oh, geez, you were mark there, weren't you, compared to earlier on this morning,
no,
pal?
I am hard and fast. You don't put someone behind the bar serving drinks without a responsible
And as
service
I said, mate, you learn on any job. You start off, like I say, with apprentices. You know nothing when you start.
You can make any story suit your own little thing, can't you?
133.
Have the last word.
133353. What do you think? Is it a good idea by the government?
Oh,
we want
we
to
go.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
And at any stage, we could send you to the Mariners because they're playing Melbourne FC after their great win last night over Sydney. Yeah.
You reckon you should be pulling beers? Do you? You reckon we should be pulling beers without any knowledge of,
I said,
of service of alcohol?
No,
you reckon you should be pulling beers
it was
and learn
about,
on the job?
Should you fast track without a responsible service of alcohol certificate? I think to get anyone back into a job and working, I think is a good idea.
As a glassy, yes.